This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Finally, in the NFL, Aaron Rodgers has finally signed with the Steelers. Joe, on a one-year deal, he's back.
All right, we get to see Aaron Rodgers one more time.
Only took till June.
We get Aaron Rodgers, Dolphin fans. You get a chance to see Aaron Rodgers play. I think he can still play. I'm with Mike Florio on this. A lot of people think he's done.
Strongly disagree with you guys on this one.
I mean, it's fine. I get it. He had some bad games.
It is so weird to wait around till June for a guy like that.
You see anybody better they could have got after they lost both their guys?
Their quarterbacks are a mess. Oh, my God.
So, originally, they were going to re-sign one or the other, right? The starting quarterback for the Giants or the starting quarterback for the Jets, really.
Yes.
And both guys.
Skyler could be in trouble, by the way. Skyler could be in trouble. He might be the odd man out, right?
I would agree that Skyler's.
Uh-oh.
The only thing good for Skyler, he's great in preseason, so maybe I'll have a.
Stop taking shots at the poor guy. Jeez.
He was good.
Not his fault he got thrown in there.
What? As a backup? Oh, my God, forget it. Oh, backup quarterback.
It's not his fault they picked him as the backup.
Well, you're right. Big mistake by the team.
They could have realized he stunk.
What a great opportunity for him, though. What a great opportunity wasted. Did he look comfortable from the first snap
particularly,
on?
Not particularly, no.
He was looking around. They're snapping the ball. It's hitting
Joe, the Dolphins didn't have any quarterback last year out of the, what did they roll out, 4 different ones that looked comfortable?
Well.
Was it 4 or was it 3? It was Tua, Skyler.
I get him confused.
And then not Jacoby. What was the guy's name?
Yeah, shoot, I can't.
The guy from Baltimore.
The guy.
My God, I'm drawing a blank. The practice squad guy from Baltimore that they brought in
from Hallandale High School.
Yeah,
yeah, from Utah. I just blanked out too. I don't think he's been picked up yet either. I thought originally he thought the Dolphins were going to pick him up. Maybe they will.
We had so many quarterbacks last year. I can't remember the guy's name.
No, I didn't.
Huntley.
Yeah. Jeez. Somebody send a text.
No, they didn't. It just came back. Snoop, right? Snoop Huntley.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was going
to
say
he was one of the three guys from Hallandale High School. They'll always be tied together. Went to Utah and had great careers with that coach, who, by the way, is he still there? Coach in Utah is really good. That guy was really, really good. Getting close to retirement, so I'm not sure. Anyway.
Remember when they rolled that guy out there? You know, they were talking about how great he was going to be, and everyone was all excited. He's athletic and this and that, and oh, boy.
Yeah, but it's not fair to him.
No, it wasn't fair to him. I get that.
Absolutely. No shot to go on. Mike's offense is not easy to learn, in case everybody hadn't figured it out by the mistakes and all the things that happened with it and the motions. And So, anyway, besides that, we do have something that can get you in a good mood tonight. Edmonton, game 2. The Panthers in Edmonton after that overtime loss, 4-3. And we will have Jeff Rimmer join us a little bit later on in the show. And we'll talk to him, former voice of the Florida Panthers. We'll talk to him about game two as well as what he saw in game one. And then Mike Florio will join us later on. We'll talk to Mike about all the NFL news. You got me thinking during the break about those ACC meetings next month. When
that's going to be wild to see, like, I mean, Bill Belichick walking around that thing.
It's going to be you're right.
It's very unusual.
Well, I will tell you, you'll never see it again. A guy that's won 300 games in the NFL walking around with a whole bunch of Super Bowl rings.
What, they have the other Patriots coaches at Boston College.
It's just
right.
Yeah.
So you got two of those guys. No way the girl's there, though. No way. If she is, it'd be excellent. But
yeah, I think the biggest thing is everybody wants to know how committed Bill is to this college football thing, because he's going to find out it's a whole different game than it used to be. Not every guy you can coach hard. Guys know they're basically all one-year free agents. They can take off. Then the other question is, because they're going to be, I saw they're already putting them on national TV a lot. How good is North Carolina going to be? Boy, they had a nice little run, didn't they, with Coach Brown? They had some really good offenses, some really good teams. And they went through a period there where they beat up the Canes pretty good. And it seemed like when he had a chance to run up the score, he went at it pretty good. So we'll see. That'll be a fun one to keep an eye on going forward. So the other story is last night, the Pacers, you talk about just sitting back. And again, I don't really care if the Pacers win this or Oklahoma City. I'm like everybody or a lot of people want to see a good series if you like NBA basketball. And we're going to have a new champion, somebody that hasn't been there. And so that I think, is great for the game. But last night, Tyrese Haliburton just hits a huge shot after SGA, the MVP, had 38, should have had 40, little fadeaway on a shot that he makes a living on, a little fadeaway from about 10 to 12 feet, missed it, and they go down, and Tyrese Haliburton, if you haven't seen it, you'll see it 19,000 times during the day if you look at sports. He hits a clutch shot with under a second left in the game. And it was just a crazy, crazy game. So Indiana turned it over 25 times last night. Woody, when's the last time you heard about somebody turning the ball over 25 times? 25 turnovers. We got 14 or 15. Yeah, we got to cut back on the turnovers. And with all that said, in the fourth quarter, Oklahoma City was up 94-79 in the fourth quarter. You're feeling pretty good up 15. And the next thing you know, Pacers started knocking down threes, hit five of them in the fourth quarter, going a 12-2 run to end the game. With about 2.5 minutes left. Just crazy. This is the fifth time the Pacers have come back from 15 down in these playoffs to win. Come all the way back down 15 more than five times. It's crazy. Crazy numbers. So they have been the comeback kids, man. They really have.
That was a special shot, though, last night, man. My God. And then your MVP missed the bunny there,
can't
man.
Can't miss it.
He's made that shot. I mean, that's in his bread and butter, man.
In his sleep.
That's
Mr.
what he does.
Consistent.
Yep.
Yeah, he got in right where he wants. You want the guy you want to shoot it to go up three, and he misses that shot. It's a one-point game, and now Pacers don't even have to shoot a three, so he's able to just get comfortable in a spot he liked. And by the way, good move, like he was going to the basket, and then pops back and hits the jumper. So that's the game, 111-110 last night. That's some good games, man. Good start to NBA and NHL playoffs. If you're just sitting back, and I know, Panther fans, I know it's 3-1, you had the lead. Not very long, it was 3-2 quickly, but it was a hell of a game. It was just a hell of a game back and forth. It was physical, and
I'm with you on that. I don't feel like it was a big letdown, like they choked that game away or anything.
Yeah,
like
they gave up three goals in the third period, yeah. Yes.
I know that they have had, what were they, 29-0? By the way, Dave Hyde, I think, was the one that put that out there, that the Panthers, like, he tweeted, like, during the second intermission that the Panthers were 29-0 and leading going to the third.
Yeah. Well, so they usually go into that defensive system they play. They clamp you down, and you have trouble getting shots off, and they get physical, and they play together. And
hey, Edmonton was throwing their weight around in that game.
Yeah, they did.
They were knocking the crowd out of the Panthers.
They got the message that, hey, everybody, the Panthers have been bullying everybody around, and we're not going to take it. And they had some.
I still believe the Panthers are the better team.
Okay.
I really do. I think they're deeper, and I just, even at the top, I just think they are the better team. I know they got McDavid over there, but I think the Panthers are a better team.
They got a lot of experience. There's no question. They added some really good pieces of two veterans that are in their 30s that are really good players, played a lot of hockey. But we'll see what happens, man. It does look like it's got a seventh game in Edmonton written all over it, doesn't it? Just feels like it, that this thing could but sure would be nice that the Road Warriors get back to it, being that, because they've been really good on the road, the Panthers have. See if they can get this game two tonight and get this thing back. Hey, we've got a lot of stuff to get to, a lot of NFL news to get to. We got mini camp for the Miami Dolphins coming up. Hey, by the way, and I understand this. They got to get this Zach Seeler and Jonnu Smith. They're not going to let those guys go. I would even be surprised that they let Jonnu Smith go, even though those guys haven't been around a lot recently and not doing a lot with the team because they want new contracts. And then on top of that, the Jalen Ramsey watch is on, but I just don't see any situation for those of you that – want to get them together, the coach and the player and the agent, shake hands and, all right, I was wrong. It's just not going to happen.
Seeler thing's a little concerning, though, isn't it?
No, he's not going anywhere.
All right.
No way.
Okay.
By the way, you throw Zach Seeler out, what are you going to put in there? Some guy that's been a journeyman on 14 teams? Come on.
We could start using those reset, rebuild, whatever those words are.
No.
If you get rid of that guy.
Nope. Please don't allow this team to start any form of anything that smells or is even insinuated that it's a rebuild or a reload or a re-anything. Don't let it happen, man. Don't like, well, you know, we got a lot of young guys playing. Wait till next. Don't do that. Don't do that.
By the way, thank you to Texas, Tim Boyle.
Tim Boyle.
Quarterback number four. Where did he come from?
The Jets.
Oh, that's right.
Remember he threw the 99 special?
Yeah.
Remember that jumped up before the half and I didn't get that one. I didn't get that signing at all. I swear to God, get it, man.
The whole thing was not managed very well last year. We know that.
And then
they got
on
a backup this year.
And then on top of it,
we'll see.
Not just anybody can run this system that Mike has.
Well, he thinks Zach Wilson can.
Hey, by the way, Tua has trouble with it, like getting plays in on time. Remember that thing, too? You remember that down the – how many times you're watching going, hey, guys, hurry, 1 second, get it off.
Texas says, here we go again. Joe's blind faith in McDaniel and Greer keep cashing those Dolphins checks.
By the way, you have not listened. That was – whoever that is, you obviously have not listened to this show.
Well, someone was jumping us earlier too, though, because we were talking about the beginning of the season, and it was like, all right, can you go 6-2? Can you go 5-3? Like, I know the Dolphins are not going to be very good this year. I'm down on them.
Oh no, everybody is.
I'm as down as anyone. Like, those games are. I mean, come on, man. Indy, New England,
yeah,
Jets, Panthers.
So when did all those teams become world beaters over like, one off season?
And I know that Dolphins aren't going to be like 7 or 8 point favorites in those games, but can't you? Go beat Carolina.
Hey,
you beat the Browns, the Falcons.
I know everybody's got their thoughts, and you can blind faith and all that stuff all you want. I have not changed my feelings on certain people at all.
I think there's a good chance the Dolphins lose that little stretch of Baltimore, Buffalo, Washington. I think there's a good chance, Joe, when December hits, they could lose out.
Well, why don't you give me a win loss? We'll have a lot of time
between now. I'm
not going to
do win-loss. I'm not going to do that. But they could lose out in December. I mean, I wouldn't be shocked if you lost the cold games and the playoff games.
I will tell you, you lose every game in September, nobody's surviving. You lose all your games in December, there is not much you can do. You can't hit
them. I would have to think they're going to be underdogs in every single one of those games,
right?
You can't
hit them with all the positive stuff if you can't win a game late in the year again.
Very cold when you go play Aaron Rodgers.
All right. Hey, we got to go to break here. I want to tell you about your South Florida Chevy dealers on a Friday, though. Something positive before everybody starts on the Dolphins here. Man, I'll tell you what. Don't let that first game loss to Edmonton affect you. And don't let it get into everything else, man. Stay positive with me. On your South Florida Chevy dealers, you can feel positive every day, man, with what they've got going on, like that all-new Equinox. Boy, I'll tell you what, it is offering everything you need. Boy, you look at the interior. You look at all the convenient driver tech. Eye-catching exterior. What a great look, man. An SUV loaded with smart style and practical dependability. Of course, electric Equinox SUV. Oh my gosh, is it nice. Man, it's nice. Got everything for you. It's a design package that's serious style. Plenty of room for you, the family, and friends to get around. Tell you what, our SUV family with the Traverse added in there too. Got everything you need. If you're looking just to go one step down from a Suburban or a Tahoe, boy, I'll tell you what, not a bad way to go at all. Take a test drive this weekend if you're starting to look around for a new SUV, because South Florida Chevy dealers feel real good. 14 dealerships throughout South Florida. Wherever you're headed this summer, Chevrolet has an SUV that will meet everything you need. Hurry into your South Florida Chevy dealers today for outstanding offers going on right now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
All right, welcome back. Happy Friday to everybody out there, man. What'd you tell me on the weather? How are we looking for the local French Open clay courts today?
The local French Open?
Yeah, the 3-5 players. The guys, you know, how's that look?
Oh, you're talking about
Tennis locally, yeah. Oh, okay. How's the weather?
Well,
yeah.
Why you want me to, I'm going to read this too then. It's brought to you by the Demesman and Dover Law Firm, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7 at 866-954-MORE. Very low chance of rain today, Joe. About a 6%. That's what it had it at before.
I always tell you, the clay can take a little bit of rain now.
15% on Saturday, 15 on Sunday.
Oh, good. Good.
And then looks like maybe a rainier week, but
all right, that's fine.
Allergy risk is high. Pollen,
okay.
Sunburn risk is extreme.
Yeah, I get it. I get all that by now.
Jeez, you're not a sunscreen guy though, are you?
No. Are you? You say hydrate. You have,
always
like,
hydrate.
No, we always have to tell people down there you need to hydrate because you might.
Didn't that happen to you? Didn't you get dehydrated after you ripped me for saying to please hydrate?
No, I don't. No, I'm fine. I don't. I get it. I drink water nonstop, either coffee or water.
Yeah, we can get you some sunscreen too, or a hat for that big head of yours.
See, there you go. You got your shot in. You know, Woody, it's the weirdest thing. We talk about this every year, and yet we have a shortage of quarterbacks every year. And I'm not just talking franchise quarterbacks. I'm talking backup quarterbacks. Now, some of these guys might. We've had some great comeback guys that were high first-round picks, looked like they were going to be bust, and bam, they come back, Mayfield and Darnold, and we'll see how Darnold works out, right? I mean, now we're going to see. He's getting out of the world of Minnesota going to Seattle, and they have nothing in common talent-wise with the players he's going to be playing with. So we'll see, right? Be a good test for him. But I started looking at this quarterback situation, including what the desperate Steelers just did, waiting till friggin' minicamp to get Aaron Rodgers to come at age, going to be 42 pretty soon. You look at
this. You think they knew all along, though? Just didn't leak it.
I think they felt pretty good about
it. Right, they must
There's
have.
There's no way they would have waited this long.
Going
There's
to see no way. Mason Rudolph as your starter?
No way they were even thinking about that. And they tried to come out with that junk like, no way, you had him once. Don't try to sell us. There's no way you let him go for a reason. But the other one is this Cleveland situation. Anybody not think this is weird? The combination of Joe Flacco, who has been a great, listen, Joe Flacco's won a lot of games, man, since coming off the couch, looked half retired and coming back and some of the things he's done. But you look at that situation, what Kenny Pickett's there, okay, first round pick for the Steelers, they gave up on him. And then you drafted two guys. I guess it's an open competition for everybody, right? Is there a chance that one of the young guys is lights out? I think it's going to be a tough road, but one of them could start. That just tells you what a shortage. And now the Colts situation. The Colts situation, Anthony Richardson, shoulder injury. How the hell do you have a shoulder injury in the offseason? You run somebody over, try to run somebody over in a practice? So they don't know when he's going to be back. They signed Daniel Jones. He's trying to be one of those first-round picks that we talked about that it hasn't worked out. It was so bad they cut him in the middle of the season with the Giants. That's how bad it was, by the way. How bad was it with Daniel Jones? They let him go. They didn't go, hey, you're going to be the guy, you know, backing up the backup. No, they got rid of him. So now he's a slam dunk to be the starting quarterback against the Miami Dolphins in that opener now. Daniel Jones. Man, I just all these situations, and they're drafting quarterbacks in the first round year after year after year, and give them a couple of years and looking for backups, and here we are. And look at the teams that when they lose their starting quarterback, how they fall apart, like us. It goes on everywhere. How can it be, Woody, with so many guys and college quarterback play is – a lot of guys putting up big numbers, and we got a lot of more of college football in our system now in the NFL, that we have such a shortage of quarterback. At some point, maybe we do have to start looking at the system that they're putting in and the coaching in the NFL at that position. Maybe we do. Hell, we got more of a problem this year than we've had. It's not, there have been a whole lot of quarterbacks getting drafted. A lot of them. Just amazing. Amazing that we still are in such bad shape and still talk about a handful of quarterbacks that are by themselves in this league, how good they are. And different styles. Lamar Jackson style as one of the three best quarterbacks in football. His style is a little different than other guys because he can run for 1,000 yards. Or last year, close to it. So, it's incredible. It's a topic that if you don't have anything else going on, there's a good chance. Hey, we're talking about our situation. You know, I listened to a podcast. I listened to Omar and the Herald podcast the other day. And they were breaking down who had a better day throwing the ball in an OTA practice. I refuse to do that. Well, first of all, I'm not out there to critique it anyway. Are we really all ready for OTAs trying to figure out? And so they're doing their go, well, you know, I thought Wilson was a little better today, just a little better than Tua. Really? That's where we're going OTAs. We're actually, and somebody had 3 sacks in a practice. I was like, wow, that's where we are. Get the fan base lathered up over an OTA practice. Yeah, man. I hope the backup quarterback, you got to get it. It's important here. You know, it may not be important in Kansas City. It may not be important in Buffalo. It may not be important in some other places, but it's important here. It is important here. I got to tell you another one, too. I can't imagine Tua gets one more concussion. It's got to be it. If he's hit with a concussion, one more, getting hit from behind, going down and catches a knee in the head, getting tackled on a late, I'm going to be competitive and go for the first down. No, I'm not. And you get caught that last second and some safety hits you full speed, helmet to helmet. If it knocks him out of another game, that's got to be it, right? Now, I understand if he gets up and he can. But if it's another one where the fingers curl and.
I think they've all been like that, haven't they?
I get it. Chris came out. Oh, no, we talk to the doctors every year, and they said, don't worry about it. He's
but good if that happens, it's more than just like him not being able to play again. It's the fact that like this whole season's going to be a mess. And then you are going to have to pull the plug and reset and everything, right?
Well,
and he will not be in the future plans.
I'm going to tell you.
I don't care what they owe him. He is not going to be in the future plans, Joe.
Mike McDaniel went out early when this thing started and said, I want that guy to be my backup quarterback. You'd agree with that, right? That's Mike's baby. Mike knows they whiffed last year on the quarterback situation as a backup. And they knew there was a chance this could happen, even though Tua played every game the year before. So now, you, all right, Mike, you and your coaching staff, and he goes, that's the guy I want. I want that guy who's with the Jets. He got coached up. He didn't play, but he got coached up in Denver for a year. That's the guy we want. He goes, by the way, he's athletic. You'll see it when you go out there and see it. He can throw it. Oh, no, he could throw it now. That's not an – you don't become a second overall pick with a weak-ass arm playing in Utah.
I always thought that, but then, you know, Josh Rosen. What was he, 10th pick?
Yeah.
Someone must have saw something in him. I guess we did too. But
well, Arizona's the one that took him. We pulled the stupid pill by taking a second.
That was a gamble.
It was terrible.
Gamble.
A second round pick for a cup of coffee?
Low risk, high reward. Come on.
A second round pick.
We would have blown the pick anyway. What's the difference?
Oh, okay. That's an easy one. That's an easy cop out right there. That's a good one. Listen, man, all those things start to add up when everybody starts looking And you got one side going, hey, you're a little too hard on the guy. He's done this. He's done that. And then others are going, I don't know, man. Giving up a second-round pick for where the coach, after a couple games, goes, I've seen enough. Nah, that's it for him. That's not good. Hey, I tell you what is good every day. Atlantic Men's Clinic can help everybody out there. I just want to let you know, if you're going through low T and maybe ED with it, if you're to be honest, and guys aren't going to be honest with other guys about ED, that's your sex drive is gone and things aren't working like they used to when you were younger in the bed, in the bedroom. Well, I'll tell you what, a combination of low T and ED hit me and hit me hard. And I was like, oh boy, what next? What now? Well, I'll tell you what, I went to Atlantic Men's Clinic a little more than a year ago and I got great results and I've been telling the world, man. I mean, really, really good results, fast. Went down and had the T, the PSA test done, got all the testing done, met with their professionals. They said, Joe, here's the plan. You want to go with it? I go, hell yes, let's do it. Six locations in South Florida to serve. You got a seventh on the way. Call them today at 877-455-7300. The most important appointment is the first one. To get yourself to go down there, meet with them, get the testing done, ask all the questions you may have, tell them what's going on, and let them put you on a plan that works. AtlanticMen'sClinic.com. It's professional. They do it the right way. Everybody's program is different because we're all different, all different ages. And they'll put you on a plan to get you great results fast, and you'll feel really good. You will feel so different. Thank you, Atlantic Men's Clinic.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Woody. Man, you got some good stuff today, man, you little teaser, you.
All right, we'll give it a shot here, Joe. I do have bad news to start, at least for the National Hockey League. Their ratings for Game 1 were quite rough. Wednesday's game between the Panthers and Oilers averaged just 2.42 million viewers on TNT and True TV. Barring the COVID impact of 2020 and 2021 seasons, it was the least watched Game 1 for any Stanley Cup Final Series since 2008.
All right. I really don't care, but I mean, I don't care about that because I just want to.
Well, we're in the business of sports and viewership. And I just, you know, as you know, I like the business of sports.
I know.
And it's my.
I know you like the big markets. I know.
All right.
You don't like certain matchups.
I happen to think it's a great matchup. I thought the game was very entertaining, but.
Hey, Woody, two best teams are there, man.
Maybe it's because it's on TNT. I think that's probably not helping.
Well, I think they're battling against the French Open on TNT.
Yeah, apparently. Can we get, like, Sean McDonough calls those games, right? He's the one that does it on ESPN. Am I the right guy?
I don't know.
Whichever the guy is who's calling him on ESPN, he's just better than, is that Marv Albert's brother or something?
You're the one who critiques all these play-by-play guys. You don't like them or you do like them.
Not a huge fan.
Well, what's he what's he do wrong? You don't like
it? I prefer the ESPN broadcast, okay. But then I prefer the TNT studio show, obviously. So it's tough. All right. This is not good for Ohio State here, Joe. HBO has revealed their first trailer for a documentary that will involve Ohio State and Dr. Richard Strauss. Do you recall any of that story? The documentary is called Surviving Ohio State.
Oh, my God.
And without getting into the details, probably not something that they're thrilled about.
Of all the things, I thought you were going to hit me with a national championship run or something.
Do you want me to get into the details?
Give me a little bit. Just tease me.
Surviving Ohio State tells the story of the male victims of Dr. Richard Strauss.
Oh. All right. Enough.
Yeah.
All right.
Anyway, that is coming to the Max app.
All right.
Near you.
Probably won't.
June 17th, if you're interested.
Probably won't watch it with new documentaries coming out every day.
June 17th.
Way behind.
Surviving Ohio State. Well, that's rough.
I got to watch the Brett Favre story. I got to get to that one.
I didn't love it. Didn't love it.
No?
There's nothing in it that's groundbreaking. They interviewed Jen Sturge, who's the girl that was involved in the picture thing. They had some people for the welfare scandal.
I guess the attorneys for Netflix, they must like look like, okay, we could get sued over this, and are we sure? And
I don't know, but that one wasn't my favorite.
All right.
To be quite honest. We talked about that while you were gone. I watched all you're gone, then I tried to make it through. They have that other one, Shooting Guards, which is the story about Gilbert Arenas and Javaris Critterton. Remember when they had the gunfight in the locker room?
Yeah.
I made it through about 5 minutes of that, and they started interviewing Nick Young. I was like, I can't watch this. All right.
We love dysfunction.
Huge fight yesterday on Twitter, Joe. And it involved Michelle Beadle and Stephen A. Smith. I know if you thought we were going a different direction with that one. Michelle Beadle was kind of blindsided. She lost her job on Sirius XM.
Okay.
Found out through the Hollywood Reporter that Stephen A. Smith would be taking the noon to three slot. She hosted the 1 to 3. I guess she said some stuff on the radio that, you know, wasn't particularly well received. And they just said, you know, don't come back to work. They ended up firing her. And then she went on to smash Stephen A. pretty good. Speaking here, she said, I don't respect him. I don't respect his work. He doesn't like me. She said it goes back to the Ray Rice stuff. Goes on from there. And then she says, I just don't respect him. I think he gets things wrong all the time. I'm not talking about opinions. Those can never be wrong. But factually, when you spread yourself so thin, it's hard to be right. Not a fan.
All right.
And she is, in fairness, she is right about that. Stephen A., not particularly knowledgeable on everything.
I happened to be watching her one night I think I might have come in the next day and told you, like, she just went off. You don't happen to have that, do you, where she goes off on the NFL, which, by the way,
conveniently, Joe, yes, we do have that.
Like,
that being said, there's a reason why this will be the second season I don't watch NFL, and I don't spend my Saturdays watching college football either. I believe that the sport of football has set itself up to be in a position where it shows itself in the bigger picture to not really care about women. They don't really care about people of color, but we won't get into that for NFL either. But as a woman, I feel like a person who has been marginalized, and every single one of these stories that comes out every single time pushes me further and further away. I realize they don't care, but for me, it's opened up my weekends. I appreciate you for giving that to me. I don't care anymore. I'm just numb to it. I'm just ready for NBA to kick off, quite frankly. That's what I'm here for.
So the other guys that were with her doing that show that day, they were like, oh, we just spent hundreds of millions of dollars for this NFL package on ABC and ESPN.
And college football, she threw that in there.
Oh, yeah. She just, can you imagine that? You notice the rest of them just went, okay, we'll go to break now. Oh, God.
It's just so weird because you got to think people watching these shows are football fans.
The kiss of death. Don't vent off the air. God forbid she just decide to do that off the air.
Hey, man, the NFL is not without its issues. They have plenty of issues, obviously. But just look at the ratings, man. That's why we're always talking about ratings here, Joe. Look at the ratings. Come on.
By the way, I think she's on to something with Stephen A., though. I think Stephen A. is now, I know he's made it clear he wants to jump into this football stuff. And I think he's really good at basketball. I do, but he's starting to jump. It's hard to
I just
do
don't
them
know who's
all,
out
man.
There being like, man, I needed 3 more hours of Stephen A. in my day.
But why, after the contract he just got, why would you want to do 3 more hours?
I don't know.
Everybody's ego needs a rest.
Yeah.
Hell, I know.
All right, let's send you off with some weekend listening here, Joe. Lil Wayne and his new album just came out here. It is the 6th installation in the Carter series. The Carter 6 is streaming on devices near you, I guess. There you go.
All right, Woody.
By the way.
Don't by the way me too much because I got Jeff Rimmer coming in. All right, we got to go to break here. Rim will join
you gonna
us.
You stream that?
We are going to go. We former Panthers voice and talk to Jeff here coming up in just a few minutes. First, though, I want to talk, and Rim gets injured from time to time when he goes out to golf. He pulls a muscle and says, Joe, well, you can go to Baptist Health South Florida. They have one of the best sports medicine programs in the country. You can get yourself in, but if you want me to make a call for you, don't worry about it. I can do it, man. Yeah. Where do the pros go? I must get that once a day. And I go, enter Miami, the Heat, the Panthers, and Miami Dolphins. The FIU and FAU sports programs all use the great doctors at Baptist Health South Florida. And when you do use them, you get all those great specialists that they have to be called one of the top sports medicine programs in the country. Start talking about anything to do with the knee, shoulder, foot and ankle, hand specialist, back specialist, hip and knee replacement doctors. Even doctors full-time with one of the injuries that it just seems to be popping up at record pace, the Achilles injury. And we got great facilities, folks. And the reason I'm telling you about this is because you'll be able to see those same doctors that work on high school, college, and professional athletes every day at Baptist Health South Florida with 3 great locations, Doctors Hospital in Coral Gables, also at Hard Rock Stadium right next to the training facility, and 595 and Pine Island Implantation, just great places to go. Get all set up. Visit baptisthealth.net/ortho today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.